From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Here is the question that needs to be answered and has been answered by people online. We'll get to those in a second. And if you want to be a part of the convo, 925-555 is how you text. 416-870-8888 is how you get on the radio. Did you have any strange rules in your house, in your home, that your parents made you follow? For example, okay? A mom told her kids not to cover their mouth when they coughed or sneezed because she didn't want their hands to get dirty. Another person said a kid wasn't allowed to use the word fart. They had to call them fluffs.
I knew so many parents growing up, like boomer parents, where fart was like saying the F word.
Really?
Like, oh my God.
Say fart?
You had to say toot or puff.
Do you know anyone whose parents made them say fluff?
Not fluff, but I know, like, fart was like, there were houses where you'd go to where you could not say fart.
Actually, in one of the shows a Cruz watches, Bluey, that's one of his favorite shows that he watches, they call farts fluffies.
Really, huh?
Yeah. A kid's mom thought drinking more than one glass of water a day would, quote, dilute the nutrients in their body. So after one glass, they had to drink 7-Up.
Oh, my God.
925-555 to get on the radio or 416-870-8888. Before we get to a phone call that we have here, let me read another one. A guy's parents still enforce his bedtime when he was in his 20s. He partied at a friend's house for his 21st birthday and had to call his dad at 8 p.m. to say that he was going to bed.
No way.
He secretly stayed up later than that. Sergio, hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. What is that one weird rule in your home growing up?
I always believed since I was a little boy by my parents that I was not allowed to have a shower, a bath, or go for swimming 3 hours after having any meal.
What?
First of all, 3 hours. Also, I've heard swimming before, but I've never heard taking a bath.
Yep. Anything related with water, we were not allowed to do for 3 hours.
We understand the swimming one. We've all heard that one. Was the reason different for taking a shower or bath?
No, that I would die.
That you would die?
Just straight up. How old are you now, Sergio?
I'm 36.
And at what point in your life did you realize that that was ridiculous and just like X that rule out of your life?
Well, I moved to Canada in 2010. And once my wife learned about that rule, she just laughed at me for months.
You're in your 20s.
It took me a couple years until I...
Damn.
And it still took you a couple years?
Yep, until I actually stopped following that rule. But I still don't tell my parents.
So even as a 36-year-old, you wouldn't tell them, hey, I ate, and then immediately after I took a shower.
No, it's not worth it.
No. Where are your parents from?
From Portugal.
Oh, my. And you, so wait a second. You got all those beautiful beaches in Portugal, and you had to wait 3 hours every single time?
No, we would just have to starve during the whole day.
Thanks, Sergio. Thanks for sharing your story, man. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hey, Bianca, what's that weird rule you had in your home growing up?
My weird rule growing up was I wasn't allowed to have any type of drink with any of my meals. So like breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I had to finish my food before getting a drink.
Is it because your mom didn't want you to fill up?
I don't know. I actually never knew the reason. I think maybe it's a Caribbean thing, but...
I don't know. What's your background? Where are your parents from?
I'm Guyanese Portuguese.
Okay. Guyanese. Like,
yes.
Growing up in a Guyanese household as well, we were allowed to drink
with our
meals. But did you ever ask, like, what if you were thirsty while you were eating?
And that's the thing. I would always ask, like, can I have some water or something? And my mom would be like, no, finish your food first.
Super weird. Parents would hold these like weird things over kids' heads. Like it's such a power move, eh?
Yeah, for sure.
Like what if you're eating like curry and roti and the roti was just like a little bit dry, right? You got to suffer through that? You got to deal?
I had no choice.
Really?
Absolutely no choice. But honestly, I liked my thing soupy, so it was kind of okay.
Oh my God.
So you had to settle with like the gravy from the curry to quench that thirst.
Who?
Exactly. Or the dal.
That's
all the dal.
Such a
oh
weird
my God,
rule.
That's so funny.
Not allowed to drink while you eat.
Yeah. I had the same rule.
You did?
No, you didn't, Shem.
What?
My parents were my parents were very, very adamant that you make sure you finish all of your food before you drink anything. And I used to like those sugary drinks all the time. They're like, no. Eat your food before it fills your belly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they thought that you would get full on sugary drinks and not eat the food.
Dude, all I would drink was like Capri Sun and grape drink and all these sugary stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, you think you're going to fill up on that? You must eat your food and finish.
Yo, that's amazing. Bianca, thank you very much for sharing with us today.
Absolutely. Love you guys.
Love you right back. Take care. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. The weirdest rule in your home that you had as a kid? That's the question. 925-555, Roz and Mocha text line, 416-870-8888. We'll get to your calls in a second. Let me go through some more reaction that we've been getting, okay? Mm-hmm. A kid's very religious parents wouldn't let him watch SpongeBob SquarePants because they thought... Oh, my God.
What?
Because they thought the holes in SpongeBob's body would induce... quote, lustful thoughts.
Oh, that that is a perverted mom. Okay, that is not the kids. That is not SpongeBob. That is the mom.
A girl's mom made all of her friends wear socks in their swimming pool because she was paranoid everyone had plantar warts.
Oh my God.
The liquid soap in the bathroom is for guests only. The bar soap is for the family.
100%. Every single household that I ever went to as a kid, the moms had that rule. Good soap.
My mom made everyone take off their shoes and wash their feet before they walked in our house.
Ew.
She had a bucket with soap and water by the front door, for real.
We had a room in, like, and you think about this now because people live in condos and smaller places and everything else, and the thought of it is so completely ridiculous. But we had a room in the house that we weren't allowed in. A whole room.
What?
With a couch that we weren't allowed to sit on.
What was it there for? Like decoration?
Company.
Or for when guests come
over?
It was like
a parlor. But we had a very basic ass house.
Yeah.
But we had a room that like we weren't allowed to go in. Like if we were there, they'd be like, what are you doing in there?
Yeah.
Like it was the weirdest thing. Yeah. And my mom had like this, I don't know what she called it, like a French provincial sofa or something like that, that they had reupholstered when I was a kid. And man, if I sat on that with my dirty ass or like clothes that I'd worn outside,
you're dead. Hey, Maria, what's the weird rule in your home that you had growing up?
We were not allowed to sit on our beds when they were made. So if we were watching TV in our rooms, we had to actually sit on the floor. And I did that for many years.
You weren't allowed to sit on a bed that was made?
No.
Until when?
Sit on the floor.
Like until bedtime?
Oh, pretty much, yes.
What?
Yes, that also goes along to we weren't allowed to sit on the good couch in the good living room, even though it had plastic on it.
Yeah. Roz just told the story about having that same kind of room at home growing up.
We did. We had the room we weren't allowed in.
That must have been the European rule.
Yeah.
So what happened if you ever went into that room and sat on the couch?
Oh, I did it without them knowing. Like, I sat on it, like, not a problem, but I made sure that they wouldn't see it. And if I heard them coming up the stairs and I was sitting on it, I would get off of it and I'd start, like, rubbing it to make sure, like, there was no imprint from my butt on there.
Have you ever been caught?
I think I was.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and it didn't end well. So, needless to say, I had to keep hiding it.
And what about in your bedroom, like on your bed? Did you ever get caught sitting on your bed?
No, I never did it. I just never did it.
And how long did that rule last?
You know what? I think it lasted till I was good in my teens and in high school. And then I said, you know what? I'm sorry, but I can't keep doing this until I have to sit on my bed.
It's crazy.
My legs are so tired.
You know what's funny? Now that you bring that up, I'm remembering too. So let me throw this one at you as well.
Okay.
So that room that we weren't allowed to go in,
yeah,
that room room was probably like 18 by 18, right?
Sure.
Like it was a big room.
Okay.
Big couch, wall unit, mm-hmm. chairs, everything else, coffee table, right? That room was about 18 by 18. The actual family room that we sat in, okay, as a family to watch television,
yeah.
was about 9 by 11.
Okay.
And it had a love seat and two lazy boys and a giant TV, and like you bumped the coffee table when you tried to walk anywhere. That's where yeah. the family was. And we had this whole other room yeah. that was off limits. And we didn't even have fancy friends.
No, it's all for show.
It was just for show.
Like, why have it? We had a dining room table that was never used.
Wow, yes. Maria, you are the best. Thank you very much for calling in today.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good one.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Some of the text reaction we're getting on this is crazy, dude. Those weird rules you had growing up is what we're talking about. Somebody said, my one friend's house, we couldn't use the word wicked.
Really?
Yeah. And Veet says, we couldn't eat with our left hand. Somebody else said, don't sleep with your hair wet because you could go blind. My sister had an obsession with karate, so my parents made it a rule, quote, don't play karate with our dog. I think that should just be the rule all the time. Weird rule. Wear baby oil as sun protection until the doctor got upset with my mom. I was 9 years old by that point.
Oh, wow. That's how you fry a kid.
My friend had to watch The Simpsons with the sound off. Every time it rained at my house, my mom would make us eat hamburger helper because it would help the weather get better. We were not allowed to wash our hands in the powder room on the main floor so the sink wouldn't get dirty.
Oh, wow. Yeah, weird rules, man. Weird rules.
Hey, what's your name?
Adela.
Adela, what is the weird room? What is the weird rule in your home?
So the weird rule was from my parents that you cannot have hot soup and then cold water because your teeth would fall out.
Oh my!
And for the longest time, I was like, "That's really strange," but I'm not gonna like request hot soup and cold water, so that wasn't really a problem. But yeah, that was the weird rule. I later figured out that it probably was just teeth sensitivity and they just didn't want us to like.
Oh, but like when experience. You say you figured it out way later, like how old were you?
I was probably in my late teens, so like 19, 20. I know, embarrassing.
Oh,
like,
no.
But that's when you like go to the dentist yourself. You know, parents are not like, you know, paying for it anymore. So yeah.
Damn,
so it
Adela.
Was. Yeah. So no hot soup and no cold water.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
All right. Thanks. Take care, guys.
Right, bye. Hey, it's Ron Zamoka. What's your story?
So my story is growing up, as a kid and even now actually, after midnight, if we came into the house, we would have to walk in backwards.
Oh my God. That's such a Caribbean thing. What Why? Are you, Trini, Guyanese?
Why?
Yes, I am.
Which one?
Which I'm Guyanese.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it, like a chef.
So nothing wouldn't follow us back into the house. And when I say nothing, I mean,
Jambi.
What we would call, yes, exactly, Jumbie, like evil spirits.
Like a ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
a demon,
as a kid,
like
after,
that.
Yeah, so as a kid, after midnight, let's say we were coming back home from family parties or whatnot, the whole family would be walking in backwards, and my brother and I would be bumping into each other, and then it would be a fight.
Look at Roz. Roz is, like, literally rubbing his temple right now.
Gosh. Right, and then as a you know, teenager, when I was, like, 18, 19, 20, in my 20s, when my mom would hear me come in through the door after midnight, she would say, hey, did you want... Like,
oh, no, your phone's cutting out.
What would your mom say? Your mom would say what?
Jumbie catcher!
She would say, did you come in backwards? Did you come in with, you know, your back towards the door? And I'd be like, no, and then I'd go back out, then come back in, and I, yeah.
Go back out and come back in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to take the chance.
Let that Jumbie follow you out and stay out.
Yep. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
We asked the question, what's that one weird rule you had at home growing up? We heard from a woman just now who said that she wasn't allowed to sit on the bed after it's been made up. Another guy who wasn't allowed to, like, swim or like even take a shower or anything until like 3 hours after you ate.
Take a shower. That's crazy, man.
Roz, did you have any?
Please.
He said.
I had so many the living weird
room.
Ones.
You
so
can't go
many.
Into the living room. That's for like guests. 925-555. Our friend's house, we were never allowed to have our pants touch the floor. We would have to roll them up.
Why?
Maybe because the pants get dirty or whatever? Or it's assumed?
Or I would say it's because the pants are dirty. Kids, right?
Yeah. So I didn't want to muck up the floor. Hi, I'm Danny Silveira. When I was a kid, nobody was allowed to eat dinner until Dad got home. And you couldn't leave the table when you were done until Dad was finished. And he ate slow.
Wow.
Was it the queen?
Yeah. I actually knew families like that. For sure I knew families like that.
Avneet said that we couldn't eat with our left hand. Somebody else said don't sleep with your hair wet because you can go blind.
Wow.
Said my friend had to watch The Simpsons with the sound off. Maria said, I wasn't allowed to eat yogurt after eating fish. They said I was going to die if I did.
No explanation. None. Just die.
We grew up with the rule that it's rude not to finish your meal. Also, you weren't allowed your next meal till you finished your previous meal, so no food was wasted.
I wasn't allowed to eat daddy's chocolate.
Daddy. Don't say it like that, Daddy. Maury. I knew a kid growing up that what he did not finish at dinner, he had to eat for breakfast the next morning.
No, really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Is it like a hamburger?
Yep. Like two bites of a burger goes in the fridge, gets wrapped in like 3 feet of cellophane, right?
Warmed up the next day or like eat it cold?
Sure, you could warm it up. They had a microwave.
Damn.
But like spaghetti, like anything.
Like in place of cereal?
Yeah, like you could, like you what you didn't eat at dinner, you had to eat the next morning. If you ate it, then yeah, you could have cereal or toast or whatever you wanted. But you couldn't have anything else until you finished that.
One final text I want to read here. That weird rule in your home growing up. We were not allowed to squish our ice cream in the dish.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Where are we here? There's something I wanted to talk to you about. Give me a sec.
Wedding stuff?
No, wedding stuff.
Yeah, you need my advice? Invite?
And I mean, I have, there is an invite for you, Maury, but again,
one was created.
You got to earn it. That's all I'm saying, man. Mm-hmm. No, what's that?
Like a massage?
Like a massage?
What? You know, like.
Bro, you get
jeez, no.
More and more weird.
No, I got it. We got to meet with the wedding DJ. Mm-hmm. We got to have a call with her, and they ask you to come up with like a list of songs that like you want to play and stuff like that. And I'm like,
oh god, you ain't got no list.
First of all, that's sort of your job, right? Yeah.
Like, but they also want to make sure that you're as a client.
I know, but
happy
I just
that there are
I
like maybe particular tracks that you want that they. Mean something maybe to your relationship.
But that
whatever.
Just puts too much pressure on you, though. It really does. It's too much pressure.
Not really.
Yeah, it is. Like, what, I got to sit and like, go through, like, what?
That's fun.
Is it, though?
Oh, my God.
Is it?
This is your wedding we're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
It sounds like the most you're making it sound like the most inconvenient thing ever.
No, but just this part. Like, I'm fine, but, like, I don't want to be judged, right? Like, I don't want to suggest a song and then have her go, meh, it's not really good for a wedding. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, really? You want that?
Yes. Like, I'm terrified of being judged.
They won't.
I don't think that's true at all.
Your guests might.
This is what I'm saying, right? Like I want to
live tweet the event.
Yes, ooh. Right. Like I want to. I want to rely on the pros here.
Pulling Cotton Eye Joe, weird.
Yeah,
Yo, how you know that's his favorite song?
Shut
hey?
Up. First of all, I've never once. I don't know how you laced me to Cotton Eye Joe. I've never once in the history of my life said that I like Cotton Eye Joe.
Bro, like back in the day.
No, not back in the day.
Yes.
It was I hated it back in the day.
He likes Chumbawamba.
Yes, I like Chumbawamba. Thank you.
See, I should be going because I know you.
Yeah.
There, earned.
I'm not telling her Chumbawamba, Maury, by the way.
It's fine. When I call her, I'll tell her.
That is not happening. But yeah, no, it's too much. It's too much pressure.
I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from,
Cotton Eye Joe? All right, Roz, here you go.
Yeah, Yes.
If you did play this, it'd be fun.
Bro, look at the smile on his face right now.
After all these years, the song sort of slaps, huh? Right? I always wait for Shem's reaction.
Yo,
you know? I always do.
That beat kicks in.
Yeah.
Head gets bobbing.
Anyway. It only took 14 years, but now the guy loves it.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Happy Pride, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of big Pride celebrations kicked off yesterday, and a lot of companies across the country also doing their Pride celebrations for their employees. No different here in the Roz and Mocha building. We work for Rogers, and internally they had a big celebration, panel discussion, hosted by Dammit Maury.
Yes, and you did this last year too, right?
This will be my third one.
There you go.
And anytime Dammit Maury gets in front of a crowd with a microphone in his hand, goes with the comedic approach.
Always.
And also always falls flat on his ass.
Oh, last year. Wasn't it a disaster last year?
Oh, horrible. So I have some examples last year compared to this year.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Okay.
Nothing has improved.
Oh, no.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, because I remember last year you like came out with a whole bunch of material and nobody laughed.
Tough crowd.
Yeah. Very.
Corporate.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
He tried using the same jokes this year that he did last year to see if anyone would laugh.
It's the same company.
With the same, be introducing the same people.
Okay, here
so
we go.
So here's how things kicked off yesterday. Before we get to the repeat jokes, okay?
Yeah.
Before we look back at last year to compare to this year, here's what happened yesterday, okay?
Yep.
Happy Pride! Happy Pride! Okay, when I say happy, you say pride. Happy! Happy!
Not bad.
Thank you all who are joining us here with me at the Radio Cafe, and welcome to those joining us virtually from your homes in your pajamas or from one of the viewing parties to celebrate Pride in the office from coast to coast to coast. It says coast to coast to coast, but isn't there only two coasts? So then there's four. Three. So it was right. Okay.
Okay. So we
and
go.
People don't know
back.
If you're doing a bit. You know what I mean? Like, no, they don't know if
what's
you,
real and what's not.
Yeah, they don't know. Like, if you know and you're just doing a bit, or if you're like a disaster up there, which is okay. To me, which is great.
Okay.
So let's look back at last year, how things kicked off.
Okay. Yeah.
Before we get to the repeat of the joke,
ladies and gentlemen from the Roz and Mocha Show, please welcome Dammit Maury. Hey, thank you so much to whoever it was that just introduced me. You know, it's an absolute honor to be asked to do this every year. I certainly am so proud to be working at Rogers, where they allow me on the Roz and Mocha Show and encourage me to be my true self. So that is absolutely, and they're, sometimes they're like, be more you. I don't know. You know, it's funny. I went to my favorite gay bar the other day, and I wanted to find out from them. I said, what is Pride? And I couldn't get a straight answer. Okay, that killed on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Wow.
And interestingly enough, outside there was a huge lineup. So I had to get into what they called the 2S LGBTQ.
You're dying.
So that was last
year. Dying up there.
Right? That was last year. This is Dammit Maury, by the way, hosting the Pride celebration for employees here inside of our building.
Okay.
So we jump back to this year.
Yep.
Dammit Maury using the exact same joke.
Okay.
All right. So by the way, hey, you know what? I walked into my favorite gay bar and asked them to explain Pride to me. I couldn't get a straight answer. Interestingly enough, am I getting booed? Interestingly enough, there was a lineup outside the bar. They called it the 2S LGBTQ.
Oh my God. You shouldn't have to tell a joke that takes a year for people to get.
Yeah. Yeah, like they were. They were not impressed. Okay. They were not impressed. So at one point during the Pride celebration here in the building yesterday, Maury had to introduce our chief legal officer.
Okay.
Her name is Marissa Wise.
All right.
Very nice lady.
Yeah.
Very smart. Very important in the company. And we jump back to last year. Okay. And here's the interaction that took place. Because what were you wearing last year? What was the jacket? Because she references the jacket.
Like a suit jacket. There's all pride colors.
Okay.
Can I borrow your jacket?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm feeling when you got it changed.
It comes with. I didn't wear it, but it comes with pants and a tie.
When you got changed, I was going to steal the jacket. But,
oh.
You know.
And she's in legal.
Okay, so kind of got a laugh there,
okay.
Right?
Okay, was that planned? Did you plan that with her?
No.
Was that a bit? That was just normal.
And off the cuff.
What were you wearing yesterday? Because she references
a
hat.
It was a t-shirt with a big pride heart.
Yeah.
And a pride little tiny hat.
Okay.
All right, to kick things off, I would like to invite our Chief Legal and Regulatory Officer, Marissa Wise, to share a few words. Come on up. Yes.
I like your hat.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm going to steal it.
And she's in legal.
You know, I liked your jokes, even though I didn't really laugh at them.
Oh.
They're good.
Is that a compliment?
Yeah, no. It was like I didn't
like your
laugh.
Jokes, even though I didn't laugh at them.
I didn't laugh, but I thought they were funny.
It was at that point Maury knew. It was at that point Maury knew. Listen to the noise he makes at the end. He was stunned. Didn't know where to go from there.
It was like I didn't
like your
laugh.
Jokes, even though I didn't laugh at them.
I didn't laugh, but I thought they were funny.
Right here. Listen.
You sound like the Babadook.
So anyway, you gotta full year to work on your material, David Mori.
Okay.
I don't think you need to work on it. I would keep the same material, Mori. I would just work on the timing.
Yeah.
Right? We'll try again next year.
Try again next year, buddy.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Okay, so Vanderpump.
Yes!
I don't even know. Like I said, I don't know who any of these people are, but these reunion shows... I don't think you have to know who these people are because just listening to them is so entertaining. So if you have no idea what's going on, like I really don't, I always have to get a refresher here. So Tom Sandoval is the skis with the mustache, right? Mm-hmm.
He really should shave.
And he was with this girl named Ariana, right?
Correct.
For a long time.
Very long. 9 years.
9 years. And then he had an affair with a girl named Raquel, right?
Yeah. And it was Ariana's best friend.
Thank you. Okay, yes. So now you're all caught up. So they've been doing these reunion shows with Andy Cohen, and they've just been so incredibly explosive because these people hate each other. And I guess they sat down and they taped, like, I don't even know, this has to have been like 8-9 hours that they taped because the content that they're getting from these three reunion shows, and they're airing an extended version of it tonight as well at 10 o'clock on Slice. So here, go clip number one. This is Ariana losing it on Tom and Raquel.
As a friend, first and foremost, I wanted him to be in a situation that made him truly happy. I genuinely was coming from a place of, do you want to be in this relationship? Because I'm
hearing
what...
The answer was yes, and you had already f***ed him at that point, so shut the f*** up.
Oh!
Yourself with a f***ing cheese grater. F*** you.
Damn!
You suck. You're disgusting, and I wish nothing but the worst f***ing shit that could ever happen to a person on you.
The thing is like, we don't live our lives... Tough. By logic.
Idiot.
I can't. It's such a joke.
There was no logic to this.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Feelings took over.
No. It's such a joke. It's such a joke. You guys are pathetic.
Wait, James and Lala can't talk because they and they kept it a secret until
I wasn't your best friend.
I was 25.
I thought you were a no-name. And then I met you and... I hated you. It's not the same thing. This was your best friend.
And then
you're
that.
Sick. Sitting there talking to her like you've been f***ing him. Are
been
you
f***ing?
Goddamn
no.
mind.
Okay. Boom. Roasted.
Okay.
Damn.
So,
I am here for all the drama.
Okay. So at one point, what happened was that I guess Ariana's dog died. And she was mourning the dog, but the affair was happening like all during this. So here is
even
Ariana.
Even in the house.
Yes.
When Ariana was there.
I know. So here is Ariana going off on Raquel for cheating in her moment of need.
Curious.
So my dog had just died. I cried in your f***ing arms and you thought I should go f*** her boyfriend. You are lower than the f***ing lowest of low people. You really are.
I know.
You're a psychopath. You are terrifying to me as a person.
Damn.
The fact that you are capable of this unbelievable.
Go off.
You're a dementor. I know you like Harry Potter. You're a dementor. I hope Charlotte haunts you. You're a soul-sucking individual.
You're completely right.
And I will, after today, never see or speak to you again, and I will be better for it.
Why couldn't you stop? Why did you have to keep going?
It was almost impossible to turn away from. And
you were in love.
Yeah.
You're ugly. You're hideous.
I know.
You're rotten on the inside.
No!
Rotten. Like a moldy piece of fruit.
Tom, you are in love.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Oh, damn. She went in.
Because I know you like Harry Potter.
Wow.
You're a dementor. I know you like Harry Potter.
Okay. So leading up to this, Andy Cohen on his radio show teased that there was going to be one moment where Tom said something that was going to quite possibly be the most damaging thing that he could have said. So here's the tease from Andy Cohen.
There is something that Tom Sandoval says tonight.
Oh my God,
on the Vanderpump Rules reunion that is going to upset every woman in America.
Oh no. Well, he said something that upset me last time.
No. It's going to cut.
Oh no.
Women are going, it's like,
they already hate him.
It was an aside that he said, and when he said it, everyone in the room was like,
did everyone hear it?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Well, when he called her an MF-er last week, and Lisa called him out.
It's going to cut to the core for a lot of women.
Okay.
It's going to cut to the core.
I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready. Let's go.
It's a t-shirt comment. It's a t-shirt comment, right?
Let's go.
Okay. So here is Tom Sandoval, and you will hear his comment. You will hear his comment just sort of at the end, like Andy said, it's sort of an aside at the end.
Sandoval, have you slept with anyone else since you and Raquel started sleeping together?
No.
What about that girl in Chicago? What about the girl after the bar after you played
night? You guys, like, where are you getting your information?
Well, no, you know who he did sleep with after him and Raquel started sleeping together? Me.
It's Ariana.
Oh. Yeah, she kept her t-shirt on. It was really hot.
Oh, you idiot.
You're such a f***ing dick.
Dude, you're disgusting.
What's that, Sandoval?
Oh, don't sorry, dude.
Oh, I want to throw this at the TV, but I won't.
He is disgusting. Just like,
you're disgusting.
You're disgusting.
That is, I'm sorry.
Well,
like,
this is your future, Raquel.
You're losing it all. You're going to lose everything.
He's going to talk to you like this, too.
Yo, this guy's the biggest idiot, huh? What a dummy. What a dummy. But guess what? I am here for every single bit of drama.
You're a dementor. I know you like Harry Potter.
Yo, what a vicious pack of people. My God.
Vanderpump Rules for real. Really rules. This is incredible.
You're a dementor. I know you like Harry Potter.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Just reading a story about how most people are more afraid in life than running out of money than they are death.
Then yes. They are what?
Death.
Oh, yeah. Death.
Because you don't need money and death.
Yeah. Most people are afraid that they're going to run out of money and be old and poor as opposed to just death.
Oh, yeah.
Are you more afraid of death or are you more afraid of running out of money?
Oh, death.
Death? Yes.
No, running out of money.
You're more afraid of running out of money?
Yeah, because really, like, huh? No, if you die, you don't need money, but no, I need money to get through life.
Right.
And every 2 weeks, I have that fear.
That you're going to run out. Like you run out of money every 2 weeks before payday happens.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't understand.
It's a lot of people, but Maury shouldn't be.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the difference.
Uh-huh.
As I understand people, you work and live in hand to mouth, but Maury is not one of those people on paper.
Mm-mm.
Should not be, but yet still is.
And it's scary.
It's scary.
But it's avoidable. That's the thing.
You worry more, Shem, about running out of money or death?
Death. For
death.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I'm going to heaven for sure.
But I don't think people are afraid of death. I think they're afraid of how they're going to die.
No, I mean, that's a whole different article. I didn't read that one, Moore. Apparently, Maury's going to die looking for money. Right? How'd he die? Bonked his head under the coffee table. How'd that happen? Thought he saw a quarter. Like, I don't know. Right? Doing some sort of like,
what about you?
You know, putting your life on the line.
No,
listen, I don't, I'm not, I don't, I don't like thinking about death a whole lot, but if you
brought it up.
If you asked me, you know, which I'm more worried about, you know, I would say, you know, death as opposed to running out of money, because like, how much am I actually going to spend? Like, what do you need when you're 80? Or in Maury's case, 55.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Time to get into it.
All right. Hey, it's time for Name That Quarantune.
Name That Quarantune, a Roz and Mocha original game. If this is your first time hearing this game, we debuted it back during COVID times. When we were all working out of separate studios, we came up with a new game when people were in quarantine.
And the idea, which was simple, but you quickly realize how difficult it actually is. Yes. So Name That Quarantune is, can you identify a super popular, oftentimes legendary track, both the artist and the song title, by only hearing the first line of the song, which sounds easy, but it's actually really difficult.
Wow.
We're going back. The theme today, gentlemen, is one that we've done before.
Oh.
And it
Question.
Was... Yes.
One that I've won before?
Oh, yes.
We don't know. We don't know. No, we don't know.
We do. And it was controversial.
Because don't I win? Like, I basically win everything.
It was controversial the last time.
Okay.
Which was in honor of Pride Month. We are doing, the theme is gay anthems and icons.
Yeah, I destroyed you the last time, bro.
And Maury, it did not go well for you last time. So this is a chance for redemption for Maury. I don't know. I'm looking at this list and I don't know more.
You don't know if Mocha's going to win this and Maury
no,
is?
No, I'm pulling for you, man. I really am.
Thanks.
Again, Name That Quarantune, gay anthems and icons. Mocha, can we hear your buzzer, please? Okay, Mocha, that is your buzzer. Maury? Okay, so Mocha's is the sort of lower buzzer. Maury's is the higher buzzer. Again, Name That Quarantune, gay anthems and icons. This is the rematch. We did this last June as well when the final score was 7-6 Mocha with controversy. There was a buzzer controversy. So hopefully this one goes a whole lot better. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Number four, please. Mocha.
That is Fighter by Christina Aguilera.
Correct. Makes me that much stronger. Mocha, give me number 11, please. Mocha.
That is, oh my God, that is George Michael Freedom.
Yes.
Freedom. Yes. Freedom. Freedom. I'm winning 2-0.
It is 2-0. Again, gay anthems and icons is the category. Happy Pride. Number one, please, Mocha.
Hey, Maury, you want to show up?
Young man. Mocha.
That is YMCA.
No, I buzzed in. No. I didn't even hear your buzzer.
What are you talking about? Who buzzed in
Mocha.
First?
Definitely Mocha.
But definitely Mocha.
That's YMCA definitely by Mocha. The Village oh. People.
Yeah, definitely Mocha. Yes, definitely Mocha. The score, Shem?
Currently 3-0 for Mocha.
Ooh, damn. Number 12, please. I caught it bad just to... Maury Sherman.
Little Nas X Montero.
Mocha.
Little Nas X Montero, in brackets, Call Me By Your Name.
Correct.
Call me when you want. Freedom's free. Call me when you need. Montero.
Call me in the morning.
I see your side you're on. I see your side you're on.
No. Okay. Call me when you need.
I see how it is.
Because listen, right here.
Yeah, but it's Montero.
Yep. Score, Shem? The score?
4-0 for Mocha.
Okay. Number 15, please. No matter how Maury Sherman.
Cher, Believe.
Yes.
Oh, that
was
close,
too. That was close. Number 14, please. Number 14. Maury.
Me?
Yes.
First I was afraid. I was petrified. I kept thinking how I could never live without...
No, you can't do that. Maury. You can't do that.
You do that all the time.
No, Maury. I don't.
Yes, you do.
You have your amount of time. You can
figure
it out. I
will survive with Gloria Gaynor.
With Gloria Gaynor?
Gloria Gaynor, I will survive.
Okay, we'll give that to you. The score, Shem?
4-2
for Mocha. Oh, he's coming back. He's coming back. Number three, please, Mocha. Damn it, Maury.
Groove is in the heart.
Oh, that my was God,
Damon
that Maury. Was me.
That was no, Damon it was Maury. Not you.
That was Maury.
Maury. That was Maury. Oh, my God, guys.
That was Maury. That was Maury.
The controversy.
It was Maury.
Oh, come on.
It was
on.
Maury. It was the score, Chef.
It is 4-3.
Hold on
four
a second.
4-3.
Can we hear a little bit of that? You ruined it for me.
All right. Let's see if we got one more. Number nine, please. Mocha.
No. Express Yourself by
no.
Madonna.
Yes. No, it was not. It was
100%.
Me.
It was Mocha.
No, what do you mean 100? Maybe 99%?
Okay, I'll take it.
So still not you.
Final score, Shen is one.
5-3 for Mocha.
And wow. That is how you play Name That Quarantine.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Alana, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Thank you. I am a longtime fan. I've been listening for about 6 years since I started teaching.
Oh, nice.
And I just want to, first off, thank you so much because it's been a ray of sunshine every morning listening to you, even on the bad days. So I really want to shout out to both of you.
On your bad days or our bad days?
No, on my bad
days. Oh, okay, cool.
Okay. Our bad days.
No, you guys are always amazing.
Just checking.
I just wanted to share with you something that I've kind of started, and I thought maybe you guys could make it something bigger. But I don't know if you've noticed a lot of Teslas on the road lately, but I've started just with my family and friends something called the Tesla Touch. And basically, I don't know if you remember, like years ago when you would see a Volkswagen Beetle, we would do the punch buggy, no punchbacks. I don't know if you guys did that, but now I've noticed so many Teslas on the road that we were just talking about it, how we should do like something. So we figured the Tesla Touch. So whenever you see a Tesla Touch, you hit the person that you're in the car with or you're walking with, and whoever does it first wins.
So okay. So
something.
Okay. So hold on a second here. So my kid is 13, right?
Okay.
So I taught my kid punch buggy.
Yep.
And then my kid then integrated. So it's punch buggy. And then she integrated Flick Fiat. Okay.
Yeah.
So when
where do you flick?
What's that?
Where do you flick?
Anywhere on the person's body that's beside you or behind you. Okay. So we do punch buggy and Flick Fiat. And we were driving one day and Catherine was in the driver's seat and I was in the passenger seat and we were talking about punch buggy and Flick Fiat and we passed a Tesla. And I said, hey guys, why don't we introduce a new one? And Roxy was like, okay, what are you thinking? And I said, Tickle Tesla, no ticklebacks. And I grabbed Catherine's thigh while she was driving.
No, that's so dangerous.
Okay. And I squeezed it and started tickling her and she hit me.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was just like, okay, so Tickle Tesla is not going to happen at all. But it's so weird that you do Touch Tesla because I really tried my best to make Tickle Tesla a thing.
Yeah, but Tickle Tesla, that's so dangerous, man.
What? Come on. Dangerous how? Right? It's a little like punching isn't dangerous.
So many ways.
Right?
So it doesn't matter. You just have to touch the other person?
Yep. You just touch. And like, you can touch the hand, you can touch the leg, whatever, like whatever's close, like just touch. It doesn't have to be aggressive. It just has to be like Tesla Touch and then you just do it.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
You guys are so weak. I remember like when we do punch buggy, like I'll hit Roxy and she's like, ow. Right? I remember when my brother and I used to do punch buggy. Oh,
you would
be bruised.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like bruised. Right?
Hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, punch a 13-year-old.
I was 13.
Until her arm gets...
Well, I'm not going to give her like a full shot, but you give him like a knock, right? But now it's literally, you make a fist. It's like a one potato thing, right? Like you just touch him with your fist.
Okay, so... Yep. So, Alana, how many people in your life then have kind of jumped on the bandwagon of the Tesla Touch?
So, not many.
Oh.
But I am a teacher and I told my students about it, so.
And were they into it or they're like, nah, lame?
I don't know. They're young. They're like, great. Yeah, they're young. But they were kind of interested. We were learning about ways to like help the environment. So I kind of tied it into that.
Oh, okay.
Like, every time you see a Tesla, this is what you do. So
we got one street in our neighborhood with a possible 6 points if you hit it at the right time of day. Because the cars that park on the side of the road. So if you hit it at the, if you hit it right at it's only two blocks too.
Yeah.
If you hit it at the right time of day, there's a possible 6 points.
Wow.
Yeah, there's four Fiat, there's four Fiats and two bugs.
Well, Alana, hopefully your idea takes off with the people who are listening to this show.
That would be pretty cool.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in today. We appreciate you. We appreciate the time we get to share every single day. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
I knew you were going to ask this. You really are like the peanut butter and jelly. You can't have one without the other.
But
if I had to choose, if you really made me choose, it would have to be Roz.
Wow.
Just because he has the same humor that I have. But
oh, I thought you meant because of all that jelly.
Also, people have peanut butter and jelly separately all the time, lady.
I can't.
Okay, sorry it was so difficult for you.
But you guys, I love you both. Uh-huh. I love you both.
Uh-huh. We love you right back, Alana. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So the headlines everywhere are about ducking time. Apple announced that they have adjusted autocorrect and will fix the long-suffering issue of changing the F word to duck. The update will be part of the iOS 17 software that arrives later this year, and a lot of fans are, saying about ducking time. Because as we know, multiple times a day, and it doesn't matter how many times you go and correct it, the phone never learns.
Yeah, it's ducking annoying.
And
multiple
it's annoying.
Multiple times a day?
What do you mean?
How many times are you texting that?
That word?
Yeah.
Not times.
I don't know, like 10 or 12?
Yeah. What?
Easily.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Do you ever just really leave it at ducking?
Never.
No, because I get angry, right?
That's not like, the word you want to use.
No.
Even though people would understand what you're really trying to say, you want that word there.
Yeah.
For them to see.
Yeah. Like, I'm not that kind of guy. Yeah, I'm just looking at my text from yesterday. Yeah, three times in one conversation with Catherine.
Damn, y'all not even married yet.
Over nothing. Like nothing.
Really?
Yeah, no. No.
What was it about? Groceries, I mean.
It was. Toilet paper. Yeah. Yeah. Toilet paper.
Can I guess what happened? You went to the grocery store to buy something specific.
Yeah.
Catherine hit you with, hey, since you're there, can you pick up toilet paper? And then you had already paid and were about to leave. And you said,
no.
You're not, I'm not ducking going back.
I'm gonna stop you there because I have no problem going back. No, it was not that. It's that all the grocery stores now have, all of them got rid of plastic bags.
Oh, so ducking annoying.
Okay, and my ducking problem is that I leave the ducking bag in the truck. And then I go to the grocery store and I fill my cart and I realize I don't have my ducking bag.
Yeah, and you're like facepalm, duck.
Yes.
Duck.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the problem. And so that's what it was with the toilet paper, is that then I thought that I could carry everything out by hand. No, there's no ducking way.
Why don't you just put it back in the cart? And then wheel the cart over to the truck.
That's too far.
You're
going there anyway.
Yeah.
You're in the parking lot of the grocery store.
I know, but then I got to bring the cart back and all that other stuff.
What the fuck is your problem, honestly? Yeah.
No.
You said ducking lazy?
No, I'm not lazy.
Sounds lazy.
Come on. That's not lazy. Anyway, so that's what it was, is that I and now every time I go in, 50 cents for the bag, 50 cents for the bag, 50 cents for the bag. I have so many 50-cent shopping, reusable shopping bags in my life now, just nowhere that I need them. So many of them. They've overtaken every cupboard I have in the kitchen.
My car is full of them.
Full.
Yeah, just keep them in the truck.
But I forget it in the truck when I'm there. I need to hang it on the mirror like it's a Jesus or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or
like, bring Jesus into your ducking problems. The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast. Let me play you. Can I play you this Kanye AI country song? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Have you heard this?
Mm-mm.
Do you know what this is, Maury?
Yeah. So, I mean, was it Dirk Bentley?
No.
He just asked you.
I just asked you.
Why are you saying, what is it?
Oh, I heard it.
No, I don't think it's...
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan, that's what it is. And sometimes, because we played was it Frank Sinatra that we did earlier in the week?
Yes.
Where somebody took Frank Sinatra and made Frank Sinatra sing...
Little John.
Whatever song that was.
Get Low by Little John.
Thank you.
To the window, to the wall.
Right? Okay,
this is great AI. Down my
right?
Until all you crawl.
Skeet, skeet, goddamn.
Yes. Okay, so let me play. So they had Kanye do Country Girl by Luke Bryan. So let me play you first a little bit of what Country Girl sounds like, because I don't think you've ever heard this song, Mocha.
Mm-mm.
So this is Luke Bryan.
Frank, shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ's spinning that country song. Woo. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees.
Okay. Now, when you do AI, like certain songs work and certain songs don't, because the magic of AI is like when you really hear the artist come through, but just in a genre or covering a song that they would not normally do. But when, I guess maybe it's the production or how you put it all together, sometimes it just sounds like a whole new singer doing a cover, because this is great AI, but does it sound like Kanye?
Shaking for the young bucks, sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks, rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ's spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shaking for the birds, shaking for the bees.
No,
shaking
this
for
does the not cabbies, sound
right.
No.
The creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl.
That part
shake
a little bit.
Me,
a little.
No, not even.
No.
I don't even think of Kanye when I hear that song. Unless you had said it, I would have never guessed. Kanye,
thank you.
Ever.
That sound like Ken West.
You like it? Doesn't sound like anybody, right?
It's still good.
You could have said that this is a new country artist by the name of Ken West. I would have been like, cool.
Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ's
well, like, yo, give Ken West a deal.
Like, it's fine, but it's not Kanye.
No.
Shake it for the champions swimming down deep in the creek.
Right?
The crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon. Shake it for the girl.
See that part right there.
When
guys.
He says like, when four, the way he says four.
Shake it,
no, the way he says four.
Me?
The way oh he says for me.
Fa.
Fa me. Girl. The way he says four or fa, as they say in songs.
Yeah.
Right? Fa.
We're all not going to be winners.
I know, but it's interesting though how like some work just so well, and then I don't know, because we've heard other Kanye stuff before, and the model that they have in AI for Kanye is really good. It was like one of the first ones they did, but I think it's just specific. Like you have to let the AI breathe, or maybe you have to sing it in a way that you know the sort of cadence of Kanye's voice in order to then lay the AI over it, that it does sound a little bit more like Kanye. Because it just sounds like they took Luke Bryan's voice exactly the way Luke Bryan sings it and just put Kanye's AI on it. And it doesn't... Ken, sorry,
Ken
yes.
West.
Sorry, my bad. Ken, Ken's, you know, and I'm not hating on Ken, right?
No, somebody sign Ken.
Yeah, Ken West, talented guy. But he's no Kanye.
No, there's only one Ken West.
Shaking for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ's spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shaking for the birds, shaking for the bees. Shaking for the champions swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels.
I mean, it's no Sinatra doing From the Window to the Wall.
Oh, hold on, Let's revisit that.
Yeah.
Let's revisit that real quick. Hold on a second.
Like, that may be my favorite AI so far.
To the window, to the wall, until the sweat drops down my until all you crawl. Oh, skeet, skeet, goddamn.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, you see DiCaprio got a new ting?
I saw that.
She's 22.
I know.
With somebody else just moments ago?
I know. Well, I saw the headline and I shrieked because I think that the... Hold on, let me read you this.
He's 48. She's 22.
Here, Leonardo DiCaprio stays on yacht overnight with Gigi Hadid's friend. I was like, what? 22. I was looking at a picture of her, man.
Uh-huh.
She looks so young.
Uh-huh. Like, she does not look 22.
No, she looks so
like 18 or
young.
17.
She looks like a girl who lied about her age to get to, you know, to get a job or something, right?
To get on the yacht?
I don't know, man.
Because for a bit, DiCaprio was linked to Gigi Hadid.
Yeah. And then he did the friend switch?
But then
tough to do.
This girl is friends with Gigi, and they were out in Ibiza, or Ibiza, as purists call it.
Yeah.
There
was another skeez I was just looking at who was dating somebody. Oh, yeah. Jared Leto's 51. He's got a 27-year-old girlfriend.
Wait, what? Jared Leto's 51?
Yeah.
He looks good for 51.
Yeah. Yeah, Jared Leto's 51. He's got a 27-year-old girlfriend. They were just in Germany all weekend.
She a model as well?
I mean, let's find out, shall we? I'm always curious. I
think check her IG. Does it say followed by Shem?
I'm probably not going to check her IG. I always get paranoid that somebody has an app that I don't where they can see if I checked their IG. Yeah. Like, I never. The most I'll do is I'll take the name and do a Facebook search.
Oh, gosh. Facebook.
That's as far as I...
You look up and see if they have a MySpace account.
No. I'll go on Facebook and see if they're there. But no, I'm not doing anything. I'm not messing around with checking somebody's IG. That's not me. Where is she?
This is Jared Leto's girl,
right?
Oh,
my God. These bloody articles. You got to go through it. What they wore. But I'm looking at a picture. I know she's wearing cowboy boots and jeans. You don't have to say that in the description.
But who's the brand?
Doesn't say. They just always describe it. Jared Leto, and her name is Thet Thin. Awesome name. We're photographed out in Germany over the weekend, fueling rumors that the two are an item. In the photo, this is what they were wearing. Mini dress.
Fat Finn is an internet personality.
She is. What does that mean, an internet personality? Like an influencer kind of thing?
Yeah. Beauty influencer.
Oh, there you go. That's a job now. A lot of people making bank off being a beauty influencer. I'll tell you what. I wish I could get in that lane. Oh, that'd be so great.
You could. You could be a cooking influencer.
No, a beauty influencer. I want to be a cooking influencer.
With all that makeup you used to wear for ET Canada?
I know, but what do I... I know, but what do
you
I
You even did
do?
Like a tutorial, makeup tutorial on YouTube, right?
And that was a huge pain in the ass. I don't want to do that every day.
Oh.
Maybe that's part of my problem.
I want to get the influencer money.
But now.
But I don't want to influence
it. Now, I was reading something with the beauty influencers, right? Like, it's no longer just about, you know, the technique. Because nobody cares because you just do whatever makeup you do and then you put a filter on it and you look beautiful, right? Like, nobody actually cares. Now, the beauty influencers, they're like these storytellers where they just reveal all these very intimate details of their lives while they're just getting ready, like while they're putting their makeup on.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Like, you got to go all out now. It can't just be, this is the number 3 brush. I use this to contour this. Like, that world is gone. Yeah,
the makeup part of it is secondary.
Thank you.
To the story that they're telling.
You have
or
to
the
be,
big reveal.
Yes, you got to be a very open individual to be one of these makeup influencers now. Like, no shame.
Sitting on the floor, legs crossed.
Right.
Looking in the mirror.
Yes, yes. Now, I would say that I would go and do my own research before getting into that world, but you know me, I won't go to anybody. His IG.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Has Taylor Swift publicly come out to say that she is dating Matt Healy from 1975?
No.
They haven't, right?
But it took forever. I mean, I don't think she ever came out publicly and said that she was dating Joe Alwyn. I think they just were.
His group, Matt Healy's group, the 1975, were performing in Denmark on the weekend. I don't know if you saw the video, but at one point in the concert, he is down on his knees holding a bottle of champagne and grabs his security guard, who's right at the front of the stage, and gives him, like, mouth-on-mouth kiss.
Oh, interesting.
During the actual performance, which I think he used to do before. And then when he was on stage...
Oh, he would do it with women, right?
Yeah, and then when
Sorry, was that, Maury? What's that?
No, men or women. He would always kiss some lucky person at all of his shows. That's why people flock to them.
And then I guess on stage once with Taylor, he was like, he wasn't going to do that And then he's out in Denmark doing that.
Right. You got to wonder if that's a... yeah. I mean, with a guy, what are you going to do if you're Taylor? You can't really say don't, you know... It's a tough thing for a girlfriend to say don't kiss guys. We're in that world now. Mm-hmm. But it's an easy thing to say don't kiss girls, right?
But it's not like he started doing this after they started dating. But, like, she knew that he did this at all of his shows before they were dating.
But more, like, a lot of guys do a lot of things before they find a woman. And those things
On stage. This is on stage.
Those things end, though, man. Mm-hmm.
When you're on stage, it's part of your act.
No, it's...
What?
No.
No, I'm saying that's his shtick.
I know, and that shtick's going to end.
It should
that shtick is going to end.
So now he's only kissing guys.
Yep.
I can't. How do I buy tickets?
Yep.
To this show?
Wow. Why?
Wow. You don't even know who this guy is. You're just so desperate to get schmooched by some other guy. So desperate for human touch that you're buying a ticket to Denmark on the off chance that a stranger might kiss you. With no guarantee. Yeah. Wait a second. Where's this place that they're kissing boys? Where?
Denmark.
Where is this? Where's this happening? I need to know. Tell me now. You got, like, what are you talking about, man? When's the last time you had a big, deep, passionate kiss like with Joe Alwyn? Well, like, what's that guy's name? Matty Healy. When's the last time you had a kiss like that?
Valentine's Day.
Which year?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The website hotels.com surveyed hotel partners around the world to uncover what's considered in when it comes to in-room dining, from the most popular to the most unusual orders. Their most unusual guest requests include somebody ordering diet water, whatever that is, melted ice cream.
like naturally melted or like microwaved?
I would think naturally melted because you'd have to wait a while.
So milkshake.
And yeah. Someone had caught...
Yes, milkshake. That's exactly what that would be, right? Isn't it?
I guess, yeah. And somebody caught a fish, two fish, one being a blowfish.
Yeah.
And they wanted the hotel... to cook the fish for them.
Oh.
Can you do that?
No.
No!
You should not be able to.
Of course not. Burgers are the most popular item.
Yes.
Most popular time. This one's stupid. Most popular time for Canadian in-room diners is bright and early, between 7 and 10 a.m.
Well, that's because that's the only window for ordering breakfast.
Yeah, thank you. Canadian hotels said that champagne or sparkling wine is the most expensive item on their room service menus.
Now the pistachios are.
Back to some of the most unusual room service requests, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we already said diet water.
Yeah.
We already said melted ice cream and
yes.
Fish that you catch and want them to cook it for you. Boiled bottled water.
Okay. Ew.
So that's distilled water.
Rice bowl for dogs.
Okay. What makes it different than a rice bowl for people?
So that's my question. Do they mean like rice in a dog bowl that they serve to the dog? Or just like rice in a like regular rice in a regular bowl that's for their dog?
Or a bowl that normally contains rice for the dog.
What?
What?
Like maybe they just have very specific rice bowls.
Oh.
Whoa. Mind blown.
Too long.
And then hotels.com kind of broke it down and told us about some of the hotels around the world and some of the unique experiences that you could get from some of these places. So the Milestone Hotel in London. You could treat yourself to an in-room concert from the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh, I would love that.
And they just come to the room and they play for you. And you I don't know how many songs. I don't know what the duration of the concert is. And if you can have other people.
And you could be sitting in a robe.
You can be sitting in whatever you want. I guess, yeah, a robe. The Post Oak Hotel in Houston serves what they called the Black Gold Burger, 16 ounces of Wagyu beef, black truffle, caviar infused, 24-karat gold brioche bun.
Ooh.
$1,600.
Thank you, no.
This burger costs more than a one-night stay at this hotel, which is $719 per night.
I'm not a fan of those rich burgers. They're so stupid because it's all gold or truffle. Like, that's the only thing that makes those things expensive.
There's the Ashford Castle in Ireland.
Yes.
Guests can request a Lego butler, where younger travelers can pick from a selection of sets, and the butler will deliver it on a silver tray to your room.
Oh, damn. That's like, your kid will never be the same after that.
No.
You can't do that to a kid. You ruined it.
Yeah.
You just ruined a kid.
Because then at that point, for the rest of your life, you're just a basic...
Every hotel you go to forever, yeah. Right?
The Park Lane Hotel.
Why can't I have Lego?
In New York, right?
I've been there, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you dial 5 on the phone that's in the room.
Yeah.
That is their caviar hotline.
Shut the front door. Nobody needs that.
The Plaza Hotel in New York, they have that famous, the Home Alone Sunday.
Yes.
Right? From the movie.
Yeah.
16 scoops of ice cream.
What?
And layers of toppings for the cool price of $300.
At Christmas, they do a whole room decked out like Home Alone at the Plaza.
God, with the $300 Sundae?
But everything Home Alone God, there. That's crazy. Yeah.
Donald Trump, too, in the lobby?
down the hall and to the left.
And finally, the Doghouse Columbus Hotel has it's listed here as a dual-purpose brewery and hotel, features in-room beer taps and a mini fridge in the bathroom stocked with, quote, shower beer.
Shower? Oh.
Rod wants that.
I was like, yo, what do I buy?
Shower beer.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Birdie, hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Good morning.
You got the same name as one of Roz's cats.
Yeah, you do.
I love it. So what's going on? Why are you stressed out today?
My renters are breaking the rules.
Oh, you wrote it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I discovered that my renter got a dog when her social media profile appeared in the people you might know section. However, having pets is explicitly prohibited in the rental agreement she signed a year ago. I'm uncertain about what to do because I dislike confrontation and struggle with finding the right words to address the issue. Additionally, we have decided not to renew the lease agreement next year as we're planning to move in ourselves. However, the presence of the dog provides grounds for eviction.
It sounds like you have your solution, your answer right there.
I don't know. It's
by letting them know that y'all are moving in and you're giving them a year's notice.
Are you even allowed to do that? I don't know. It's very difficult now to get somebody out of a place that you live or that you own. It's very difficult.
Have you looked into it?
I've looked up into it, and here you can give them notice if you or a direct family member is moving in. You can't just kick them out and put a new renter in there. And then it's in good faith that you're moving in.
Hold on.
Which
so
we
are
would
you
be.
Are you really moving in, or are you just saying that?
No, we are, because rent is the rates are super expensive.
So why don't you just tell them that?
Well, I want to say something about the dog, because there was no damage deposit for the dog or anything like that. They can make big messes, and I saw it's a pit bull too, and it's been chewing up her furniture. She put that on her social media.
Is there any damage to the actual unit though?
I don't know, because I haven't been in there or anything.
Yeah. Right. So is there a way that you could say to them hey, listen, I know we have a no pet policy. No, you got the dog. But just an FYI, if there were ever an instance where something were to be damaged because of the pet, you would have to cover that expense.
I think so, but I don't know if I have to do a formal thing about that, or if they're just going to say oh yeah, totally, and then they move out and there's
I think you need to look up the actual rules
I'm telling you, it's I've been listening to so much of this and reading so much because it's really, really wild. It's very difficult to get people out. And I know that they're trying to make it even more difficult and rightfully so for some cases. But there's a lot of people who own rental units that are just getting out of it completely because it is you're making less on the rental unit than what you're paying on the rental unit. That's a lot of people, the situation that they're in right now, because interest rates have gone up. And, you know, in a city like this, you know, you get a new mayor, they're going to jack up property tax and you can't charge the renters more.
Yeah.
Right. The renters are just going to be paying what the renters pay. And I know that because the old sort of way to do things was the renoviction, right? Which was, you know, kick somebody out because you're renovating the place.
Sure.
Kick them out, renovate the place.
You can't do that anymore, though.
You can, but you have to offer it back to the people that you kicked out once you've renovated it at the same price they were paying before you renovated it.
Damn.
Right? So there's a lot of new rules, but it's very, very difficult to evict somebody. And I think that you are in the clear, not 100%. You got to look it up. But if you are moving in, I think that you might need to give them like a full year's notice.
Yeah. But, like, I'm just, like, I want to talk about the dog, but I don't know, like, how to do that. And if they lie and say, like, oh, it's not our dog or something like that, like, what do I do?
Is there a dog in the house?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a dog in the house. It doesn't matter whose dog it is.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right? You don't have to say, did you get a dog? And then they're going to be like, no, I didn't get a dog. I'm just dog sitting. You should just, the question should be, is there a dog in the house?
Yeah.
Dog in the house, then I don't know, like, I'm certainly no expert on the Landlord-Tenant Act or whatever the hell it's called. I don't even know what it is. But I'm no expert, but you have to do your research. You got to look into I think it's the RTA. Isn't that what it is? You have to look into that and figure out what you can do if somebody breaches their agreement with a dog. Like, it's very difficult. Like, it's very, very difficult. Like, I think the only way that you may get them out is if you give them a year's notice and you or a family member moves in.
Yeah.
That might be the easiest thing to do right now. But if the dog thing is really stressing you out, then yeah, you got to look into legally what you can do and say. Because you don't want it to come back on you, right?
Yeah. I want to be able to like word it correctly and just come to them kind of nice. I don't want to be a jerk about it.
Yeah.
Like,
you're going to have to do your research that one.
Is it a cute dog?
It's like a big pit bull.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you got to handle that. You really got to handle that. But difficult conversations are tough to have, but you are a landlord and you got to have these difficult conversations.
I know. It's hard being like young and like a millennial. So it's like, it's kind of silly that they posted about it too, because like, you know, I'm going to have social media.
Right. Yeah. But you got to have that conversation though, for sure. Part of the job.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Brody. Right. Take care.
Okay. Thanks. You too.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS.
So, Messi secure in the bag, although we don't know exactly how much he's making coming off that World Cup win with Argentina last year, heading stateside now to play for Miami in MLS.
Realistically, it's just what he's doing on a summer vacation, right?
Oh, probably.
Like, that's...
Like, I'm sure the additional funds are going to be coming from the endorsements and everything outside. Well,
there is some Apple deal that is involved with the team. Because he's basically Zaga from Ted Lasso.
Absolutely.
Because Miami's last place. But there has to be more money. And I don't know, because I know we talked about this with the PGA and with Liv and everything else. And just the sort of morality of, you know, taking Saudi money.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that his deal in Miami could be around, they said, $53 to $5 million a year, right? But he was offered $1.3 billion to go play for the Saudis.
Billion with a B.
Yes.
Maybe he thought that would just be a bad with a B. Look.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Sure.
Optics over money.
Yeah.
But you mentioned Apple because a couple of days ago, Apple announced that they're going to air a four-part docuseries on Messi. Apple also
has... That's what it is. Okay.
Apple also has the exclusive rights to stream all the MLS games for the next 10 years.
Gotcha.
And Messi will reportedly get a piece of the money from the Apple/MLS broadcast partnership. So whatever that's worth, add that to his deal playing with Miami.
Yeah, well, it's not $1.3 billion with a B.
No, I know.
Like it's not that, but you know, going to play a little, you know, North America or you know, go play a little American, you know, football for you know $50 million a year. It's not bad
in Miami.
In Miami, right?
Does he have to pay for his own hotel?
You go kick it. No, he's the bro. He doesn't have to pay for anything.
Are you kidding me?
No, he's. It's a good deal. It's because what else sort of are you going to? What else are you going to do? Like, he obviously left money on the table everywhere. So he wants to do this for some reason other than, I would say he wants to do this for some reason other than soccer and other than money. What that reason is, I don't know.
Celebrity,
he's already like, the most famous person in the world.
I know, but maybe to bring more eyes on, like, for Americans to watch soccer? I don't know.
He doesn't need, I mean, he lives in the world where it's only eyes, right? There was a time years ago where Ronaldo was in Toronto, years ago, and I was driving down the street and he was coming out of there was an SUV coming out of a hotel. Mm-hmm. And I had never seen anything like it because I was sort of trying to turn onto this road and I saw an SUV go by. And then following the SUV, like in the middle of the road of like a 3-lane city street that is usually rammed with traffic, was like 200 people on foot chasing an SUV. And it was the weirdest thing to me. I had no idea what was going on. And then I saw that they were at a stoplight and guys were holding like soccer shoes in their hands.
Wow.
And they surrounded this SUV and then the window opened a tiny little bit and I guess he signed one. And I didn't even know who Ronaldo was at that time. Mm-hmm. And then somebody told me later.
You're like, yo, you want me to sign your shoes?
That he was in town. But we've had the world's biggest stars show up in this city and in this country. And no, I've never seen a reaction to a human being like I did when people realized that Ronaldo was in a car.
Yeah.
Like, well, they're not doing it for the celebrity of it.
2009.
Was it? Yeah.
Well, remember when Messi announced that he wasn't like re-signing with his team?
Oh!
And then, like, the amount of people that showed up at the team's, like, headquarters?
Yes!
Chanting?
Yes!
Right?
Yes!
Like hundreds, if not thousands of people ended up showing up that day.
Yeah, so I don't know. So it's a crazy thing, but he's basically Zaga from Ted Lasso, right?
It's like it's a real life now.
The last place team, you know, gets the world's best player. Yeah. It's wild
Messi,
to me.
On his way to Miami.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I got a new t-shirt on today. I don't know if that's interesting to anybody.
Shirt you wear.
What's that?
It looks like every other t-shirt you wear.
I know, because, so here's my thing, right?
Is that, see it?
It's just like white? What's that? Yeah, it's just like a white t-shirt.
And the sleeves were rolled up a little bit?
Well, no, because they self-roll, right? Like
was that John Varvatos?
No, it's actually Zara.
Oh, hey, it looks like a Varvatos shirt.
Thank you. All my Varvatos shirts are starting to fall apart.
Oh, is it Varvatos? I always say Varvatos.
I think it's either or.
They always start. I wear the hell out of those things and they just start falling apart. No, but I buy like, because Catherine got me one shirt and then I loved it a lot. And then I was like, hey, can you get me more? And then so she ordered me 4 black, which weren't really black. The website lied. And then 4 white. Oh. And then, because that's when I find something that I like, right? I buy a lot of them. And then I get accused of wearing the same clothes every day, right?
Or just wear the same clothes every day.
But I don't. Like, I have, like, now.
The only way to differentiate if you have them, like, where it says the day on it. So we know.
But then I got to get it printed?
That's your Monday shirt. That's your Tuesday shirt. Yeah.
No, man. I'm like that guy in that video whose coworker thought they wore the same drawers every day. And then, because his wife bought him a 4-pack and he wanted the variety pack. But she bought him a 4-pack of all the same underpants and he got roasted by his coworkers. No, so because that's my thing is that when I find something that I like, right? Do you not do this? If you find a t-shirt that you like, do you not buy multiples of it?
We're not rich like you.
No, but that's not a rich thing. It's a Zara t-shirt.
No,
for
but
God's
like if
sakes.
It's a style, right, of shirt,
right.
And if I know it comes in different colors,
yeah,
maybe I'll buy like 2 or 3 that are black, but I'll also buy a couple of the other colors as well.
Oh, you
just
will
to throw it in.
I mean, I have a stack of the same pajama shirt.
Yeah, but you don't wear those out though.
No, but I wear the same pajama shirt.
Yeah, like well, I have the same t-shirt. I have one t-shirt in my rotation. Like one style of t-shirt that I like where I was cleaning out my closet and I have 6 of the exact same t-shirt, same color, 6 of them.
And do they all look exactly the same, like worn and...
They all look the exact same.
Did you buy them at the same time or no?
No, I bought two and then two and then two.
Okay. Well, at least you're easy to shop for.
I'm very easy to shop for, but I like when I find something that I like, I just get a bunch of them.
No, I get
it. Like, I get like, because I just, it's difficult for me because like my body's so long and
it really is.
Things, and things wind up looking, I know, so weird, right? Like, we're not even.
No, I'm
like,
just agreeing with you. Don't you want people to agree with you? No.
With that my body's long?
Like, I was just agreeing
like,
with
not
you.
I'm not like trying to solicit like catcalls here, man. What I'm talking about.
Catcall, like,
how difficult
right.
it is for me to dress myself in the morning. Thank you.
Look at that long body.
And I didn't mean that. It's not difficult for me to dress myself in the morning, right? I'm not like
so
long? No,
because
no,
I'm Matty Raj.
Shut up. It's not that. Okay. Listen, you don't know what it's like to be long, okay? Anybody in this room.
Hey, settle down now.
Why don't you tell us?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Line one, you're on the air.
What's going on, guys? I missed the day when you guys did the race between Mocha and Shem, and I wanted to know who won. I don't have Instagram, so I can't see it. So can you guys fill me in, please?
What? How do you not know? You don't listen to the show enough?
I do.
Bro, we've talked about it 1,000 times.
Released special podcast episodes. Like, we released race day... The actual race, the event, as its own podcast episode.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm out of the loop, Ben. I work out of town a lot, so when I go out of town, I don't get the radio, and I just, yeah.
Okay, why out of town so much?
I don't know, man. Why we gotta work for a living?
I know.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
So let's just tell him Shem won.
Did that what happened?
No. Damn, man. I'm curious as to why are you out of town? So what are you, an adulterer?
I work. I'm working. I'm on the road.
What do you do though? What are you driving? Are you selling? What are you doing on the road so much?
I'm driving.
What are you driving?
A truck.
What are you hauling?
Liquid waste.
Liquid waste.
Like stuff from porta potties?
No.
Stuff from what then?
Organic.
Like what does that mean?
Like grease and like smelly grease.
Oh, where do you get the grease?
From like grocery stores, restaurants.
So what, you bring a big truck and then you hook up like a hose and you suck their grease?
Yes, pretty much.
And then where do you take it?
We got a plant in Toronto and we recycle it and it actually gets turned into hydro.
How do you recycle all that stuff? Like do you know what the process is like? I've always wondered about that.
Yeah, so they turn it for our stuff, they turn it into hydro, but we go out to like farms and they have these like huge domes and it's like farms with cows, right? And they mix methane with the manure and
sometimes when I'm making fried chicken I'll be finished with the chicken and then the next time I go to use the fryer there'll be like a little bit of skin in there that floats to the top from the last time I fried chicken. And I always want to eat it. You ever find a little bit of skin?
Oh, yeah, tons.
Tons, huh?
Oh, man. Yeah,
I just came from a Popeyes right now.
Oh.
I'm at the Popeyes right now.
What does that grease smell like, though?
Oh. It smells bad. It smells like dump.
But you never just, like, grab a little bit?
No, not at all. I mean, if I want to get sick and, you know what I mean, then I'll do that, but...
So how many tons of grease are you hauling a day, you think?
I'm not sure, but like our trucks are like it goes into gallons.
Yeah.
So I think we're capped off like at like 1650 for the ones I use.
Holy 1650!
Wow.
Yeah, and but we have bigger ones though that go up to like 3,000, 3,500, and then the tractor trailers are like 6,000. So
then the grease is then taken to a farm and it's recycled. It goes through the process.
Yeah.
So the grease isn't dumped. It's still being reused somehow.
Yes. Okay. So like what we do at our plant, we like separate it. So we separate the water from the actual grease from the sludge. And it's the sludge that the farmers, they love.
Has this turned you off from fried food at all? Or you still eat fried food?
I still eat it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
You're still going back to Popeyes for lunch.
Damn.
Yeah, sometimes, not all the time, but occasionally.
Yeah.
All right. Do you listen to the podcast at all?
No, I don't, unfortunately.
Okay. Do you have access to like either Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Play, anything like that?
I have Spotify, yeah.
Okay, so go look for Roz and Mocha, the Roz and Mocha podcast. Hit subscribe, okay? We've got well over 600 episodes, and the one you're going to look for specifically is episode 601. That is 25 minutes. It'll be easy for your drive today, okay?
Okay.
And that is the entire broadcast of the race between Shem and I.
Okay.
Okay? And then right after, episode 602 is the one where we recorded a podcast right after the race ended.
All right.
Okay? Fair enough. That one's only 19 minutes, so you got some good listening to look forward to today.
I have a question.
I'm going to actually do that right now, actually.
No. Wait till we're, like, done the live show, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough.
Listen to the live show, at least.
Come on, Greasy.
Yes. David Mori, quickly, your question.
Can you use any of the leftover grease on a slide for, like, when you want to, like, slide down a hill at a drinking party?
That's a ridiculous question, Mori.
Why is that a ridiculous question?
Because he just told you what he does.
If you want to smell like poo, then maybe, but I don't really want to smell like poo, so...
Yeah. Apparently, Mori does.
Interesting take.
Apparently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's your name again?
My name is Jason.
Jason, we appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. You guys take care.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Rachel, how are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your problem?
My neighbor is trying to dictate how and when we cut our front lawn.
Hold on now. Hold on.
You've come to the right place.
Hold on. Yeah, Rachel, you wrote us this. Hey, a few weeks ago, first of all, Roz and Mocha fixed my life. I'm so excited. A few weeks ago, my neighbor approached me and my partner and gave us a schedule of when to cut our lawn, gave us a tutorial booklet on how to cut it so there is a stripe pattern and what lawn seed to buy. We told him that if he cares so much, he can mow the whole damn thing and we'll pay him for half the seed. He said it's not his responsibility.
Yo, Roz, you got new neighbors?
So,
congrats, bro.
No, man. I would just cut the whole thing, to be honest with you. So your lawns are attached, right?
Yeah. So it's like we have two, like, detached houses, but we share, like, that front lawn that, and then, like, you go down and you have, like, go into our backyard. So, like, we've just kind of always done it so it's like there's like this invisible line that's like that's your half and that's this half. But this year he's decided that, like, he's retired recently, so now he's decided he wants to do, like, lawn patterns. And then he was like, so I've done it this way, you need to do it this way and on this schedule so it looks pretty. And we were like, just do it yourself then.
Yeah. Right. So how long have you been living there for?
It's like my mother-in-law's house, so, like, they've been here over 30 years. I've only been here 2 years, and this is the first summer that's been an issue.
Oh, okay.
And you don't have any sort of, like, homeowners association or anything like that, right?
No.
Okay. So, because this happens a lot of time in the States.
Yeah.
Like, where the community gets together, and then you get an official notice on your door.
Everything needs to look the same.
Everything needs to look, yes. Like, they'll give you, like, a countdown. If your lawn isn't mowed by Thursday, you get a fine. It's
so
crazy.
What did you and your partner say to this neighbor when he approached you with all these, like, cool tips and tricks?
Like, we read through it, and we just said, like, look, we mow the lawn when it gets, like, it's every, like, 1 to 2 weeks. I mean, it's brown out and dead right now, so, like, it doesn't matter. And I said, like, look, if you want to do a pattern and you care this much about how it looks, do it all yourself. We'll chip in. It's, like, super expensive. It's, like, $60 a bag for, like, the seeds that he wants.
What kind of seeds is he telling you to buy?
Do you know what kind?
It was like some, like, pro, I don't know, you get it at Home Depot. It was like some pro thing. It was like this little tiny bag.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The Scott's Pro Turf, right?
Yeah.
Also,
you have no hope in hell of getting grass seed to grow with this weather.
No.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And obviously you don't water your lawn because it's brown and dormant, right?
Yeah. Well, like, we have ordinances. Like, the city has ordinances. We're not allowed to, like, water the lawn.
What?
Yo, you're one of those people that follows that rule?
Mocha, shush.
Sorry.
Bro.
Sorry.
Bro, stop snitching.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
Bruh.
What is your schedule, Mocha? When are you
allowed?
No, when are you allowed to, though, technically?
I don't know.
You don't even know.
No, I wouldn't follow it. Apologize,
okay.
But whatever.
Okay, so what are your ordinances, Rachel?
It's just, you are not allowed to do it just because of, like, they're trying to conserve water, especially when it's super hot and it hasn't rained a while. So we just let the rain water it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then, like, we're right at the end of the block where there's, like, kids constantly stopping because we have a school at the end and, like, people let their dogs, like, pee and everything. So, like, our lawn dies even when we try. It just dies anyway.
You're never going to have that perfect green grass because of all that, the foot traffic, the animals, all that. Yeah.
Yeah. You need an irrigation system and a BB gun. That's how you get a green lawn in your situation. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, because right now, if your lawn is brown and dormant, and there's no point on mowing it because it's not growing, right? Like, you're going to wait until end of August, really, before you start cutting it again, because your grass is just going to be dormant all summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to tell you. Like, you know, you can't just throw, like, he thinks that your lawn is dead and it's ugly, but it's not. Your lawn's not dead. Your lawn's alive. It just goes dormant in the summer when you don't water it. That's why it's all brown and gross. It'll be back. Yeah. It'll come back in September. It'll be fine. Just, I would really encourage him to just do the whole thing, to be honest with you. I really would. I'd work out some deal, you know, where if he's willing to do it and, you know, go for it.
Yeah, you could even say to him, like, listen, the grass is dead. We can't bring it back to life. If there's something that you know that we don't and you want to help us out with this, please.
You know what you say? You want to get him to mow the lawn?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so here's what you say. Next time he gives you grief about mowing your lawn. I can't believe I'm going to say this. Next time he gives you grief about mowing your lawn, okay, say, hey, listen, we were actually thinking, and maybe we want to get your opinion on this. We were thinking that because of the water ordinance and everything else, that we were just going to get rid of the turf altogether. And I saw online, and they look real pretty, of doing an entire clover lawn.
Oh my God. That's like, don't do that.
Okay. He will mow your lawn so fast because you are well within your right to plant a clover lawn.
Oh, those are the worst.
Okay. You're going to plant a clover lawn, and he knows damn well that in 6 months, he will also have a clover lawn.
Yeah. It's just like we told him, it was like, do it yourself. And it's just because, like, we're never going to get grass. As you said, like, we have foot traffic. We have a skunk and a groundhog that digs up our lawn all the time. Like,
oh, the worst.
A pelican.
Yeah. My cats like to look at them.
Fair enough.
Rachel, you have a couple of options there. Thank you so much for reaching out.
Not a problem. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.